180 years ago, it was a very ordinary morning. Many men walked many miles to get to their place of work. You know, some from Vassar is it called Goonabarn down near Perranporth. Some have walked as far as that to work. You know, people walking 10, 12, 13 miles to get a day's work, men and boys, gone to work. I think on the day, there was about 240, 250 men down the mine and boys. And at 1 o'clock, there's this one almighty storm. If you can imagine what happened at Boscastle just a few years ago, it's like that. We got this massive deluge of rain. And of course, the East Wheel Rose and North Wheel Rose is down in a valley. There's nowhere for the rain, nowhere for the water to go. So it basically comes and it floods the mine. So that's the basis of it.
And how, I mean, it's described as Cornwall's worst mining disaster. And it really was, wasn't it, in terms of the number of men and boys that died that day?
It was, and also the families and communities affected. I think there were 16 different parishes where the dead were buried. It's left all these widows, all these children, communities grieving. Of course, the big mine captains and mine owners are worried about their money. Of course, that was a big thing for them. But I think at this time, Cornwall was a very Methodist-based county. Lots of these men, almost every single one of these men would have been Methodist. So the churches, and the Methodist in particular, pulled together to try and support them through their very, very difficult time. If you imagine men and boys down the mine, the rain is coming in such force and going down this shaft. The power is so much, it actually extinguished the candles. And no gas lights or anything like that, or no lamps. And it actually extinguishes the candles. They're in the wet, they're in the dark, there's fallen debris. And also all that they've got to escape is a wet, slippery ladder. This is before Levant. Levant is termed as, you know, the worst mine disaster, but it wasn't. You know, East and North Wheel Rose were the worst mine disasters in the whole of Cornwall that we know about.
For many people who've been to a very well-known local attraction, they've actually seen this location, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. If you went over to the Lapa Valley Railway, and we have people from all over the world have come and they've stumbled across it, and they've gone looking for it. This week alone, for example, the Ellery family, I think there's five members over from Australia. Wow. They've come and they've actually seen a memorial to their ancestors. A very, very moving moment. We've got still Ellery's here in Cornwall. I think some in St. Columb, some in Foy. In fact, one of the ladies, one of the Ellery's, actually works on a farm just above Lapa Valley Railway. And that's where their descendant was actually involved in this terrible tragedy.
And that memorial was unveiled 5 years ago, wasn't it?
It was. And, you know, I had a massive support from the Trezeron wedding venue, which was the home of Captain Middleton. He was one of the heroes, along with Samuel Bastion. The Trewithen estate, they've actually supported as well. You know, people helped me to raise funds. And Ben Durnley, a sculptor from Ireland, came over and he spent weeks and weeks hand carving a piece of Cornish slate. And it says, "Hold on to hope, though waters rise, he will not leave." It's got this message on there and the date, you know, from 9th of July, 1846. It's a very powerful message and wonderful imagery on there, which really, really tells the story.
I've seen it. It's a beautiful memorial and it's poignant there. So people should look out for that when they go to Lapa Valley or make a special trip. It's a wonderful venue anyway.
But it is a wonderful venue, yes.
Did anything change? We often hear politicians now saying lessons will be learned. Was that the case then?
Well, I think it took quite some time. In fact, if you know about it, you know, Charles Dickens came to Cornwall in 1842 because of the Mines and Collieries Act. That was coming about. They were worried about the conditions of women and children. So even in 1842, before this, Dickens and other people were campaigning for safer mines. You know, of course, after this period, when the Levant happens, they had a man engine. So that is an improvement in itself. We end up having the safety lamp and lots of different things. Things did improve. Things did get better. But the sad thing about this, when they did all the hearings in the courts and all those different things, no blame could be apportioned on the mine owners. No blame could be apportioned on the mine captains. They actually blame the men for not warning their colleagues. So, you know, here we are today. We've got the Health and Safety at Work Act. We had the Mines and Collieries Act, all those different things. So I think the world has moved on. I do believe it is a safer, better place for people working in mines. And, you know, with the passage of time, 180 years, we would be surprised if it didn't.
And how are you commemorating this day?
Well, actually, the way I'm commemorating the day is that many, many churches around Cornwall would be ringing the bell 39 times tomorrow. We know some of them, St. Newland East Church, St. Austell Church, all these different parishes where miners died will be ringing the bells tomorrow 39 times. I understand Truro Cathedral may be ringing the bells 39 times, so I'll be listening out for that. And I will be at St. Newland East Church at 1 o'clock to be there for that event. With the slates that the children made 5 years ago, with the names and the ages of the miners on, I'll be doing that. And then after, I'm going to a school assembly, St. Newland East Academy. They're actually having a special assembly for those children tomorrow to remember the miners and their families and the communities. And in the evening, we've got a special event on at East Wheel Rose, you know, held by the Lapa Valley Railway, where people are coming along to remember those that have passed. We've got Newland East Band there. We've got several entertainers, people coming to talk. The Grand Bard of Cornwall will be there. We've got a Methodist minister come in to remember what happened all those years ago. And also, I think we should celebrate the fact that 200 people survived that. We talk about the tragedies and the loss, the communities affected, but actually 200 people survived thanks to the heroic efforts of people like Captain Middleton and Samuel Bastion. In fact, one of Samuel Bastion's descendants will be there tomorrow, Brian Kernow. Man who lives here in Cornwall, he will be, and he was the timber man, and they claim that he lay his body across to try and divert the water. There are many heroes of the day. All I would say is I want to reach out and say thank you to each and every one of you that have decorated a window, are participating, have supported this event and the last event in any way. Thank you very much to everybody, to the communities, to the people, the churches and the chapels and the schools, everybody that's supported this. Thank you very much.
There you go, sir. Thank you very much. Barry.